Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Del Unser. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Stanhouse. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Stanhouse. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris juggles the ball. That's an error on Burris. Garrett moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Unser hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 0-1 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock is 0-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morales is 0-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Williams reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Unser is 0-1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Stanhouse juggles the ball. That's an error on Stanhouse. Mitterwald scores. Kelleher goes all the way around to score. Burris moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Monday. Foley reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Carter reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Foote and he is out, Foley applying the tag. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burris, and towards Kelleher, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch runs for Barry Foote. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanhouse strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. White steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Gary Carter now catching. Del Unser now playing right field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morales strikes out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.